I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iraq and Lebanon, two countries headed down a chaotic path. Both governments struggle to function and pass legislation. Political parties tied to ethnic and religious groups are vying for control. And in both countries, Iran-backed militias hold more power than the military. Samuel with Redemptive Story says,
I believe there are lots of parallels between Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq because the nation-state borders have been drawn around them by colonial nations around 100 years ago that has now continued to stand to try to live and work together is difficult. And it's an ongoing process that has only been successful if there has been a strong hand, i.e. dictator, authoritarian government.
As youth in Iraq and Lebanon face hopeless situations, pray they would experience the love and unity of Jesus. And each November, the United States observes Native American Heritage Month. Brad Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says,
it's a time to celebrate the rich histories, diverse cultures, important contributions of our nation's first people. And what we love is right now, as we get to celebrate some of those who are just with us for these several months, and we get to celebrate with them not just their past, but also their future of what the Lord is doing in their lives.
These six young gospel workers are going through a 9-month training program in the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center. Their mission is to share the story of Jesus on reservations and in Native American communities around the country. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.